And here we're in trouble because we cannot report our precise feelings in scientific terms. We can report them only subjectively. For me, the end of Sibelius' Second Symphony may be orange colors. For you, it may be a sunrise. For you, it may be a glorious sunset. For somebody else, it may be a triumphant battle. It's endless, subjectively. If we could collect sample feelings from a concert audience, lay them slide by slide on a lab table, compare them and find them consistent, then we'd know something. Then science would smile on our endeavors. But alas, feelings, whatever they are, slither past the scientific laboratory, and we are left asking such pseudo-scientific questions as, where does affect come into all this? Is it those intrinsic musical meanings that move us so deeply? Or is there a transference of affect via the notes from the composer to the performer to the listener?